If we don't end this dangerous precedent now, it will be with us far longer than COVID-19. Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, wrote. Joe Biden, you are not our dictator, wrote Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC. Stop acting like one. There's no authority for this. This is legislative action that bypasses the legislative branch, Representative Justin Amash, RME, wrote. If you care about representative government, if you're consistent regardless of who's president, then it doesn't matter that you like the policy, he added. This mandate is an abuse of power. On most topics, he's a bumbling old man, Washington congressional candidate and retired Army Special Forces Chief Warrant Officer Joe Kent wrote. Yet, when it's time to go full authoritarian, he doesn't miss a beat. This un-American and tyrannical decision isn't about science. It's about political science in the form of tanking poll numbers, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, wrote. Biden went from saying no mandates by the federal government to this unconstitutional order that would coerce inoculation, he added. This is dangerous, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley warned. A president who abandoned hundreds of American civilians to the enemy and has lost the confidence of the public starts threatening executive power grabs, he added. Ignore Biden's illegal mandates like he ignores our immigration laws, Republican Congressman Brian Mast of Florida wrote. Keep your money and exercise your freedom, he added. Do not pay fines, do not pay for tyranny. Free people should never be comfortable with the term "I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way," Representative Burgess Owens, RUT, wrote. The COVID-19 vaccine mandates announced today are unconstitutional overreach by the President of the United States. Pure and simple, Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, wrote. Individual freedoms and the rule of law are too often an afterthought with this administration. While broken promises are piling up, he added. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.